could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make them cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 28 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an important issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very happy to have Althea Ledford. Althea, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're so glad to have you today, and I'd love to introduce our listeners to you and give everybody a little background, because you have quite an interesting background. So, Althea holds over 20 years of experience in the financial market, investment banking, and business development and technology startups. She herself has interviewed hundreds of small business owners, families, innovators, and entrepreneurs. She holds a master's in management of information science from Claremont Graduate University, SISAT, School of Information Systems and Technology, and an MBA from the Drucker Graduate School of Management. She is the founder of the Gatebook Company, a publishing and social media company, as well as the author of The Playground Dynamic, as well as six other books, including The 10-Minute Hero. Althea is the director of NAFI Los Angeles, and NAFI stands for National Association for Female Executives. She has launched a new magazine called E, the magazine for today's female executive. So, Althea, I know a little bit about your new magazine, and I would love for you to tell us a little bit about this new magazine that you have launched.
Oh, great. Again, thank you for having me. We founded, when I founded NAFI, was put in charge of NAFI Los Angeles, I found out we got such a huge amount of great speakers that once a month would not do it. So I needed to have an avenue to get this information, this really good, substantial information out to a network of women. And so that's how we came up with E, the magazine for today's female executive. And as I was designing it, I thought, what would I really love this magazine to look like? So I thought, I want a combination of Martha Stewart, Vogue magazine, and then Wall Street Journal. And then we add another peripheral topics all the time. But if we get those things together, we pretty much have a good hub of information that would be a dynamic read, really good information, and women would love it. So that's where we are.
So when did this magazine start?
We launched our first issue in June, and then we did a special that's out right now on Maya Angelou, which was unexpected, but she has so much great information, and we put that together. And then we have our other issue coming out right now, our July issue, which probably will be out tomorrow. It's already ready to go. We're just getting some final touches on it.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So you say that this magazine is mostly for women. What age range do you mostly write the people mostly write articles for the magazine?
Well, our target audience is from 25, that's when women are trying to figure out what they're doing, all the way to 75 plus. And the reason it's that broad is because there's a cycle of wisdom that needs to transfer. So we have questions coming from the younger groups, and then we have advice coming from older women. And I think the writers range that way as well. I think the average age of a writer would be maybe 40 to 50, but when I can get seniors in there, I try to do that as often as possible because they have wisdom to transfer, and why should you have to relearn a mistake? You can listen to somebody else's.
Absolutely. So now, what was behind this whole idea of you creating this magazine?
The goal was to have a one-stop compelling read, so, and something edgy. So I don't want it to be like elevator music where you're sitting there flipping through the pages. I want to read that once you read it, after whatever the topics are or the interest that's in there, you actually move forward either spiritually, mentally, or physically. It actually moves you into your purpose. So that's why we're getting more and more writers coming in, but we're screening for the dynamic element. So the dynamic element doesn't mean always mean exciting. It means movement. So that's what we're going for. And so I want every time a woman picks up a magazine, we have male readers as well, but every time a woman picks up the magazine, I want them to be better. I want something to happen that clicks and moves them forward.
Mm-hmm. So can you share with us, like you said, you just had your first magazine this month. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us like some of the topics or some of the women that have written a little bit? Give us some more juice.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of really good ones. We have Nancy Muller, Bruce White. Men and women can write, so it's not just for women that are writing. But the one I think I wanted to that was really great was a special we did on Maya Angelou, and the topic of that one was that she stood at the arc of our country's transition and told the truth. And we went through and looked at all the comments and things that were said, not the traditional things that television was focusing on. I went back to the things that probably motivated her. We went through the 60s, we went through the 70s and 80s when she was getting, and there's sections on how we got through the 30s and 40s. We talked about the racism, then we talked about the 60s and the movement there, then we talked about the Her Gifts Will Make Room for You, and then we talked about if she were to say a last statement, it would be, you've almost got it, but not quite, and keep coming. And what would be her legacy that she would leave women? And so most of the women that are writing are, they have a personal experience as to how they got there. So we have, I literally can't count. We've got like 15 writers coming in this month that we just published. And then we had about 8 or 9. And then now I have even maybe double that, which we're going to have to cut it down and spread it out. But we have people like Tanya Brown, Nicole Brown, sister of O.J. Simpson issue, where she's going to be talking about healing, and where she's going to be talking about healing when you actually have a face to put on your anger. It's because, for example, that was interesting because she had, if you have a car accident or something tragic happens and it's like an act of God, it's a little bit easier to move on in that situation than when you have a human being, a face and a name to tie your anger to, because then you really can lock in. And so we talk about how to forgive and heal when you know who the perpetrator was. And that can be in marriages, that can be kids with abandoning parents, that can be in any situation, we go through very specific steps on what needs to happen in that situation. So that's the range.
Wow. So in other words, in your magazine, are there certain topics that you like to stick to?
Well, we want to focus on every month. We want to focus on technology, business, global issues, lifestyle, food and wine. And then we have a designer, obviously. And then we have a couple of authors that we talk about. So there's some basic staples we have in there. And then we expand from that. Like we just had this gentleman, his first name is Dennis, and he is a nuclear physicist, if you can believe it or not.
Wow.
And he's talking about the scientific elements and the proof of balancing your life and your work, et cetera. But he takes it from a technical standpoint, and then he also talks about, just a bunch of really good information, and that I think – women that are, intelligent and always grasping for information, they want to know the details. They don't want to know the cookie cutter discussion. They want to know why. They want to know what the details are. They like depth. So I want good, dense information.
And quick.
Yeah.
Because people don't have a lot of time to read. They want to, I think, but then it's a time factor, right?
Yeah, just like elevator music. You do not want that elevator music. If I'm reading something and I can hear the music in the background, I won't read it, because people have very short attention spans. And just out of respect of time for your reader, when they pick it up and in that first few sentences, they need to know why they're reading it and why it's going to benefit them. And if you can't answer that question, you've lost your reader for that. They're going to flip the page. And I don't need dead space in the magazine. I need density. I need something right. exciting and edgy.
So how do you pick your writers?
You know, the strange thing, since we started doing this, I've contacted probably a few hundred people to ask, inviting them to write, or people asking to write. It's one that follows through. You would be surprised. The most successful writers are actually the people that follow through. And it's not a coincidence. I get like maybe a 10% response on my writers, and then I read it, and they usually have had – I've been lucky because I've had some great writers that have already had experience writing. And as soon as you read their stuff, you know if it's got life to it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell. And so they come across. There's an energy that a good writer has that a boring writer would not.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So are these people that are your writers, are they professional writers, or are they professionals in their field of expertise and then they just happen to write as well?
Both. Both. Okay. And I really want a professional that's actually doing it, because I don't want a professional writer that just writes out of theory, because that's going to give you that dead space in the conversation. It's just like somebody writes a book about kids and they have no children. Then it's just discussion. But I want to know that you actually, if you tell me I need to walk 10 miles, then that you've actually walked 10 miles. If this is how you start a business and you've got a theory, I want to know that it actually worked for you. So I look for people that are actually doers and then are writing about it, because that makes for a much more interesting read, and it also makes for a storytelling that can be interjected along the way.
Mm-hmm. And that sounds really great. Now, we know that there's a big diversity of women listening today and on the planet in general. Mm-hmm. And in your opinion, what do you think women really want to know and really want to hear about in mm-hmm. a magazine today?
I think they want to hear the truth. I think they want to hear things like, you know, my shoes hurt at 3 o'clock and I need to take them off. What is a good suggestion? I am not going to get all the pieces to fit. It's not going to be a neat fit and comfortable. I don't need to be neurotic. I need to be myself. They need to know that they're okay as they are. And so we talk about real issues. And I think that it's really good to discuss what really happens instead of discussing an ideal. Once again, it's everybody. I mean, the ideals are good. Don't get me wrong. That's a goal. But in the event that you fall off, you're still okay. You know, you can still look gorgeous if you're 25 pounds overweight. You don't have to go into a state of depression. And we talk about emotional health. They want to know that I want them to know that when you're getting into the danger zone, so you don't over-criticize yourself, because that affects your psyche, and the voice and the words that you say to yourself are the most important words. That tape that you have in your head is the most important tape. So what I'm trying to do with the magazine is to nurture that tape so that you have a healthy tape, and then you, as a result, will start to manifest what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you want to attract women who are busy out there, going, doing, because I know from our discussion we had earlier today, mm-hmm. you want to zero in to women and really fill the gap for them and fill the need for what maybe they are looking for and missing?
Yes. I want them, when they read the magazine, I want them to say, I can do this. I can do better. I want them to be empowered into their life. Everybody's life is different, but as women, one of the things that we do is, being the hub, we are givers. So if you're working and you have a home to maintain and you have a family to maintain, you've now become a hub, and people are pulling on you all day, 24/7, and you become a problem fixer. And as a result, you start to put yourself further and further down on the list of priorities. And the problem with that is that you start to be drained. You start to drain. This is what ages you. It's not that you grow old. The stress in your life and the not putting yourself up in terms of prioritizing yourself is what makes you feel old. And that is one of the things that we are talking about in terms of helping to energize them, get them involved, get them energy, and get them feeling uplifted. And that mm-hmm. comes on mind, body, and spirit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to take a break in a little bit, but I would love for you to share with our listeners, how can somebody get your magazine?
It's real simple. You can go to Google and put in E, the letter E, and the magazine for today's female executives, and these orange E's should pop up all over the internet. Or you can go to our website, which is www.female-exec.com, and I can spell it out for you. You want me to spell it out for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's www.female. Hyphen, that's the middle, not the bottom, the middle line, exec, exec.com. And you'll see a bunch of stuff, and you can just hit subscribe. And our digital version of the digital version is free, and then we have a hard copy as well, which will be coming out. And so all that information is there.
Okay, so the digital copy is free, so someone can read that online.
They can read it online. Once they subscribe for the first year, the digital copy is free. And that's one of our perks that we're giving out to everybody. We're trying to build up to 100,000 subscribers, additional subscribers this year.
That's great. Okay, we're going to be taking a break, and we will be right back with Althea.
Glad you're able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guests a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
I'd like to welcome you all back to our show, Attitude Adjustment. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I am here today with Althea Ledford, and we have just been talking about her magazine called E, the magazine for today's female executive. If you are interested in receiving a free digital copy, please go to www.female-exec.com. So, Althea,
yes.
I have a question for you. If, let's say, for example, I am a doctor of chiropractic, as you know, and I have a life that's crazy, busy, always on the run, going, why would I want to read your magazine? I have other organizations or magazines that people want me to read their magazine. What would bring me to read yours above everybody else's?
Well, our magazine's got a bite to it. So we're going to talk. We're not going to be boring. We're not going to talk about the things that everybody else is talking about. I make it a point to go to the edge and look over the side. So we will talk about things that are going to really relate. I've been an executive for 20 plus years, and I know what it is to try to do double duty, triple duty, and to feel that it's hard to balance everything. Because and I try to make that point on every issue that we really understand how hard it is. And these are the things you need to adjust in that process. And I think we're the only magazine that actually offers this dynamic of fashion, lifestyle, business, and all the other things that happen. And then allow women to say, it's okay for me to be as I am. It's okay for me to have a moody day. Once a month, I'm going to be moody. So we talk about how to deal with that, that what happens when you have a sugar crash. We talk about things that happen on, that affect us. And no other magazine does that. No other magazine talks about all three elements and talks about the business aspect as we are doing.
That's wonderful. Now, if somebody would like to contribute as a writer to your magazine, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can send an email directly to me, and that's Althea, A-L-T-H-E-A, at female-exec.com. You want me to repeat it? I can do it again.
Yes, please.
It's Althea, A-L-T-H-E-A, at female-exec.com. And then in the subject matter, just put writer, interested in writing, or contributor. And you don't have to be a professional writer, but you do need to have something that is substantial. And it can be anything that is interesting. I'm not looking for the humdrum. I'm looking for something interesting and unique. So we have ranchers, and we have horse people, all the way up to our, you know, brain surgeon types. We have every element of female executive in that is working on the magazine.
Do you, you and your team, do you assist people in their writing if they're not sure, they're interested, but they're struggling?
Yes. The best way I say to write is to narrate. So if you're telling a story, narrate it and then write it. So if you have, and usually if you have something to say, you have years of experience in something, and I think your topic should stick to 3 points, you know, not get too elaborate. And then if you bring home 3 very good points that are going to take, people could take an action off of, that's a good way to approach it. And so narrate it and then write it out, and then obviously do the editing. So most of my writers, as you say that I'm thinking, most of my writers have been professional writers because I've had very little, they've been good stories. I've had very little editing that I had to do. You know, I've had a couple of dry stories, but we're weeding those out. I explained that we need to have more bite.
Got it. Got it. Talking about bite, you aren't one amazing woman. We met at NAFE, National Association of Female Executive Meeting, a while ago, and we met in the Orange County chapter. And I know you started a chapter in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that hat that you wear?
Okay. NAFE, I got approached by Robbie once after I spoke at the Orange County meeting to start the NAFE in Los Angeles, which was a dream. It was just a perfect match because I needed to network and get back out there. And so we started NAFE Los Angeles. And one really unique thing that happens every month, the women at the table are all amazed by the other women at the table. So we've had a member of Survivor television show to be there. We've had Susie Pruden, who spoke last month. She was fantastic. And women get up, and men speak as well, but they get up and tell a story. And when somebody tells you, I was homeless, you know, like Susie talks about, she was on the Oprah show, and then she was homeless 7 months after. Wow, what a story. You know, everybody wants to know, how did that happen? Well, these things occur when you're running your own business. There's a lot of things that happen. Life happens. So when someone gets up and shares their reality with you, and you can ask questions, and you feel the conversation, you walk away bigger. I haven't had one meeting that I have like, oh, I'm so happy I met these people. And they're different. And I'll tell you, it's NAFE, it's National Association of Female Executives, but we haven't had one meeting where a man has not shown up.
That's great. And a little plug from my NAFE chapter, Althea.
Yes.
We meet on the first Thursday night of every month in San Juan Capistrano at Sarducci's at 6 p.m. And we have dynamite speakers as well. Mm-hmm. So if any of our listeners are interested in networking with women in a group that's very heart-to-heart, this is an organization to go to. Go online and look up NAFE.com, and you'll find hopefully a chapter close in your neck of the woods. Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And so what else would you like to share with us about going to NAFE and what you else have gained from the organization? Because I know you're pretty new with us, yes?
Yes, I am. What we did at NAFE was the goal that I'm setting with the LA chapter is I want to build it up and get our numbers in there. And then I want women to network. One of the, Robbie Motter is our mentor, our regional director. And what she does at her meetings is she asks, what can we do for you? And one of the things that NAFE gets you a feeling of having a big hug. You really feel like you are supported. It's not catty. You feel like you're among sisters, and you feel very, very loved. And I felt that from day one. And if I were needing to have a hug, I would, those meetings, that's what they do. I mean, people have heart-to-heart conversations, and they really help each other. And we talk. We talk all the way. You know, I talk to NAFI members, if not every day, but I talk to them all the time. And so I just met a group of an extended family. It's wonderful.
I agree with you. Bingo. Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know, my show is called Attitude Adjustments.
Yes.
And I would love for you to share with our guests two things, in your professional opinion, that you think our listeners can do to shift their attitude.
Well, the two things I would say is love is a verb. And sometimes you can't, just being a nice person does not get you there. You have to be Pollyanna, and then you have to be, it starts with a B. You have to be both of those things at the same time. So you have to be very positive, and then you have to be forceful in your positiveness. Now, the reason I say that is we all have people around us that are drainers. So you have to, what I call, roar with your happy. You have to insist that you are not, people are not going to rain on your parade. You have to make sure that they understand that this is not the place to dump. I'm not the one. Don't dump on me. I have a purpose in my life. And then the next thing I tell women to do is to understand that all the pieces will not fit. And if they don't fit, you still have to play them. You have a bucket list when you get here. You come up with what you want to do with your life, and you work out making sure that that happens. Because we are all going to die, and we're all going to grow old if we're lucky and die, and then we're going to die anyway. So you might as well live. You might as well live and kick your shoes off and have a good time while you're doing it. And don't let people rain on your parade. That's the most important thing, is protect your happy.
I love that. Roar with happy.
Yes.
I love that. I've never heard that before.
No, I made it up.
I love that. I just love that. So, Althea,
yes.
If there was one thing, if I said to you, Althea, I'm giving you now this crystal ball, okay? And I want you to leave this planet with one thing that you'd like to accomplish through your magazine, through being this director at NAFI, what would that be?
I want to make it better. I want people to be better. I believe that we can solve our problems in humanity if we start working together. That's why I wrote 10 Minute Hero. We can actually change lives every single day, and it is your duty and responsibility to improve the world. And that's not just the famous people, not the rich people, your day-to-day neighbor. If you want to be a missionary, you go out the door, go to your right 20 feet, your neighbor. Start your missionary job there. You have to change lives, and I would tell everybody, get off your butt and make a difference.
I love that. Now, you mentioned something about books, and I know you've written a number of books. Why don't you share a little bit about some of the books you've written?
We have The Playground Dynamic. I wrote that a couple years ago, and that is to help – that's to discuss – well, let me tell you how that came about. My daughter – we were talking about bullying, and my daughter was like, you know, there is a clearing and a pecking order process that happens on the playground. Kids have to understand, I can't just walk up and sock another kid, because that kid might actually sock you back. You have to understand there's a pecking order, and it's a survival order and skills that you learn on the playground. And I thought, that's really true. So I came up with a book called The Playground Dynamic, and we talk about building social skills and other leadership dynamic skills that start on the playground, and getting rid of toxic behavior. And so we talk about sand, materials, how important it is to play, how important and relaxing a swing is. And what I found out is some of the things that kids do to remain sane, adults should do. So one of the suggestions I have that came out of that book is that when you drive by a park, are you near a park, pull over and go swing on the swings, because that's what they're there for.
It's
very relaxing. If you have a problem, you go sit in the swing and just swing and swing. And that action is telling your body to relax, and it puts things in order. So is when you get on a slide, when you play with sand, when you play with blocks, when you color, when you do things, when you play, your body adjusts as if it's not that bad, and it starts to assimilate solutions, because you're not sitting there focused on the problem in a mad panic. Because at the end of the day, it's not that serious. There's
absolutely
nothing. Yeah.
Absolutely. You also mentioned the book called 10 Minute Hero. Can you tell us just very briefly about that book as well?
Yeah. The 10-Minute Hero is based on what can people do 10 minutes a day to change the lives of other people. So I talk about child abuse. I talk about education, art. We talk about all the things a whole realm of things that can happen that if you are equipped to respond, you can make a difference. So, for example, if you hear a lot of times people are – they want to help, but they don't know what to do because they're not equipped to be a hero. And a hero does not mean you put your life on the line, but you can definitely make a difference. When you see kids going hungry, you can help buy groceries. When you see kids need help with their homework, you can help. When you see see people getting burned out or your friends going to the edge, you speak up. You engage. You right. don't sit to the side and watch a crisis occur. You don't watch it like you're on the balcony. You engage. You pull up your sleeves and you jump in there. Everything else is BS. You can preach. You can go to church. And when I look at a church, if I don't see them actually going out into the community, then that's like a dead cell to me. It means nothing because it's talk. When actually a 10-minute hero is how you can make a difference 10 minutes a day. And you put 10 minutes. And if everybody did that, you would have a fantastic social structure. And it doesn't matter what country you're in.
Thank you, Althea. Love it. It has been such a treat to have you on our show today. You are welcome to reach Althea by going to her website, ALLYLEDO at AOL.com, that's her email, or
yes.
her website, www.female-exec.com.
Yes.
Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, July 8th, with Jennifer Parr, health and happiness coach, Reiki master, and laughter yoga teacher. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and my email is driris@driris.com. Or my website is www.driris.com. And I am leaving everybody with a wonderful inspirational quote. People who think they are crazy enough to change the world are the ones who do. Have a helpful day, everybody, and thank you.
Who knows? It's only just out of reach. Down the block on a beach. Maybe tonight.